From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. In his State of the Union speech last month, the president promised a whole new way of dealing with the digital divide. More students with broadband access, more computers in classrooms, upgrading schools across the country. There's a cautionary tale, though, in Los Angeles, where the city's promise to give iPads to all its students is creating a lot of unexpected and expensive complications. KPCC's Annie Gilbertson reports.
Sure, the LA School District has its iPad skeptics, but it also has its fans. Students say iPads are the coolest thing since sliced pepperoni pizza.
I felt excited. I couldn't wait until I got here.
Amore Hurlston and her classmates at Baldwin Hills Elementary say iPads couldn't come soon enough.
I couldn't sleep.
On the big day, her teacher, Jacqueline Porter Morris, wheels out a cart full of iPads. Each one costs $770.
A lot of them don't actually have technology at home, and so it's opening up a whole new world for them.
Porter Morris says it's the biggest classroom change in her 22 years of teaching, and it's happening all over the country. Districts in San Diego, Charlotte, and Las Vegas hope new computers will mean new and better ways to learn. But there have been hiccups. Students quickly bypassed internet blocks to log on to social media and watch videos. Other iPads turned up missing. If LA is a test drive, President Obama's new digital learning initiative may have a bumpy road ahead. The president pledged to double the dollars for school internet and bring companies like AT&T and Microsoft to pony up some tech. Apple alone pledged $100 million, but it stands to make a lot more in profits.
As schools go more and more online, the market gets bigger and bigger.
Hofstra University education professor Alan Singer says this isn't philanthropy, it's positioning.
We're talking about megabucks, and we're talking about global expansion.
So how many megabucks are we talking about? Here's a calculation from the back of a napkin. If every American public school kid got an iPad, expect to pay $25 billion. The moment iPads arrived at Baldwin Hills Elementary, students began snapping photos and eagerly testing apps.
Oh, Facebook! Twitter!
Guys, stick to the education apps. In Los Angeles, I'm Annie Gilbertson for Marketplace.